Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 28, 1806. Recap of the month. As is done at the end of most every month, the captains recap the dates and distances they have traveled and the high points of their activities. They also recap chronologically by day the weather. Hunting is still a priority, and the elk are at much greater distances away from the fort. It's amazing how far the captains and men can travel on foot in a day, wearing moccasins no less, oftentimes 30 miles. A 10-mile hunting hike is easy. Later on in the century, when the U.S. cavalry was active on the plains, the standard distance on horseback was 40 miles. Today, Captain Lewis writes the following entry.
Reuben Fields and Collins set out this morning early on a hunting excursion. Kuskalar, a Clatsop man, and his wife visited us today. They brought some anchovies, sturgeon, a beaver robe, and some roots for sale. They asked so high a price for every article that we purchased nothing but a part of the sturgeon, for which we gave a few fishing hooks. We suffered them to remain all night. Shields and Joe Fields and Shannon returned late this evening, having killed 5 elk, though 2 of them are on a mountain at a considerable distance. We ordered these hunters to return early in the morning and continue their hunt, and Sergeant Gass to take a party and to go in quest of the elk which they had killed. The hunters inform us that the elk are tolerable plenty near the mountains, about 9 or 10 miles distant. The hare on this side of the Rocky Mountains is exclusively the inhabitant of the Great Plains of the Columbia, as they are those of the Missouri east of these mountains. They weigh from 7 to 11 pounds. The ears are placed far back on the head and very near each other. They are flexible, and the animal moves them with great ease and quickness, and can dilate and throw them forward, or contract and fold them back at pleasure. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 28, 1806.
Lewis went on and on describing the hare, as was his habit. This hare was the white-tailed jackrabbit. Lewis described another rabbit today which he assumed was an eastern cottontail, but was rather a nut-tailed cottontail. Tomorrow, Kuskar has a boy for sale.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.